The conference call with Thierry Henry. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And if you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. I would now like to turn the conference call over to your host, Mr. Brian Sal. Sir, you may begin.
Hi, everyone. Good afternoon over here, and good morning to everyone in Salt Lake City. We'll have Thierry Henry on the line. Thierry, if you can just say a few words and your thoughts on the match, please.
We're going to go there and play against the champion. Winner's going to be a difficult game. They usually play very well at home, so it's going to be a tough one, but we're going to have to be up for it and make sure we can deliver a good game.
All right. Thank you very much, Thierry. Now we'll take questions. As Thierry said, please press star 1 on your touchtone keypad to queue up for questions. Thierry, we'll take our first question, if there's one.
You have a response from Denzel Esslinger with SB Nation.
Hi. I'm just wondering if you could describe the adjustment in coming into MLS from playing in La Liga and the EPL. How is the level of the play and the nature of the play in MLS matches?
Well, to be honest, right now nothing to do with the level of the play or to compare any league. I just myself on a personal point of view, it's kind of a difficult one to arrive in the mid-season when you don't have even any kind of pre-season, if you understand what I mean, because I arrived from my early days and I just had to play straight away without having any preparations or anything. So that's the most difficult thing for me to deal with. The rest, like I've said so many times, you know, the league is very competitive, very hard, especially to play away from home. And every time we played the team was trying to play football, which was a great thing to see.
We'll take our next question, Tiara.
Your next response is James Edwards with Deseret News.
Yeah, Tiara, I wanted to ask you this game. You know, both teams are going to be missing some players because of international duty, probably something that's kind of unique to MLS where these national team games go on during the season. How do you think that affects, you know, just a big match like this when key players are going to be gone?
Well, obviously, you're right. I mean, it is the first time I'm going to find myself in this type of situation where it's international break normally, so no league should be playing. But as I can see, you know, we still play in MLS, and well, it's going to be a difficult one, but we are not the only team who has to deal with this type of thing. Obviously, I think everyone would have enjoyed it more if everybody was involved and not on international duties. But you know, we're going to have to deal with it, and I'm sure a lot of teams, have to deal with that in the league. Either way, it was going to be, even with everybody in our squad, it was going to be a tough one, and it is going to be a tough one to play against Salt Lake at their place. You know, they are the champions, so you know, we're going to have to have a good game there, and especially I know that they don't lose often at their place, so we know it's going to be a tough one. But to answer to your question, yes, it is kind of weird to see that, you know, you're missing players because they go to international duties and you still have to play in your league. It's kind of weird, but that's the way it is.
Sure, I'll take our next question, please.
Your next response is from Randy Davis with MLS Soccer.
Hi, Thierry. Just wondering, what's your perception of Real Salt Lake as a whole and what you know about any specific Real Salt Lake players?
Well, I know a lot about the team. You know, I don't like, you know, to point out too many players like that. I know they are a very well-organized team. I watched the final last year against LA. They were well-organized. They fight for each other. And they are the champions. So, as I said so many times, you know, you're going to have to give them respect. I know a couple of their players. But I know on top of that they are a well-organized team and a very good team. And at the end of the day, whether you like it or not, you can have, like, some great players in your squad, but what makes a difference is to be a team and go out there and compete as a team. And definitely Salt Lake is a team like that, you know. They are a great team.
Take our next question, please.
Your next response is from Trey Fitzgerald with Real Salt Lake.
Michael Lewis from the Tribune was with me, and his question is asked and answered. Thank you.
Take our next question here.
Once again.
Congratulations for your last goal, the last game. So it's good to see you hitting the net again. So are you 100% or there is some gap to improve?
No, I'm not 100%, and I don't think I will be 100% this year. It's a matter of dealing with not getting injured because I had no preparation and playing. It is the first time in my life I have to do that. You know, it's normally when you come back from an injury or when you come from your holiday, you have 2 weeks training out, morning and afternoon. But I didn't have the time to do this because I went straight into playing from my holiday. So it is not the thing you want to do, but, you know, that's the way I am also. You know, I wanted to go out there and compete even though I'm not 100%. And that's the way it is this year. I mean, this season, I'm gonna have to manage my fitness and make sure I can compete like that. It's not an easy one, but that's the way it is, and I'm gonna have to do it like that.
Thank you,
Carol. I'll take one more question if we have it.
Your final response is from Denzel Eslinger with SB Nation.
Just one more quick question for you. Can you describe the relationship and the understanding of how the fans and facilities in MLS are different to both in Spain and in England? How's your experience been? You know, Toronto's a loud, exciting place. How's your experience been so far with both the fans and the quality of the facilities?
You know what? It's been amazing. I don't think anything bad or good. You know, I'm not the type of person that expects stuff, you know. But people were kind of telling me, you know, don't expect like the facilities to be like in Europe. And you know what? You will be surprised. The facilities that I've seen in some of the stadium and the atmosphere in the stadium and the field are great.